You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, 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 here we are, exactly like predicted, every step of the way. Brandon Ayuk officially requests a trade. Gee, I wonder, Smitty, who's the one that said that he'd request a trade right before the NFL draft, possibly by Monday? Looks like you were wrong. Today's Sunday. Well, I can't predict everything exactly how it's going to unfold, but this one is almost to a T. Unfortunately, Brandon Ayuk is following the Deebo Samuel blueprint like we predicted every single step of the way. I say unfortunately because this does not end well for the year that coincides with the holdout, the trade request, the lengthy contract extension. This is not what you want. The contract extension should not take this long for a team to unfold. And it's going to create a whole bunch of problems. We're here live to discuss the official Brandon Ayuk trade request. The Fantasy Football Show begins now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios.
It's the Fantasy Football Show.
Live!
Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Smitty is also live whenever news breaks.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com news desk, here is your breaking news.
Well, looky here. Here we are, as predicted. Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade. And it is official. As your boy predicted every step of the way. Despite all the pushback I constantly get on this topic. And I don't know at what point somebody says, hey, okay, maybe you do have a handle on what's going on, Smitty, once in a while. I don't know. Brandon Ayuk requests a trade. We knew this was coming. This does not mean he'll get traded. If anybody in the chat says, ill Bill clickbait. Oh, okay, Bill. Hey, Bill, we'll see you later, pal. No, you can stay. But I don't know what you're looking for. If anybody in here says, you know what? This is just par for the course. Deebo did it. Deebo did it. Well, you can put hashtag Deebo did it in the chat for any of the people that are going to come in and say, Deebo did it. Deebo did it. Or, hey, Smitty, it's going to be fine. He's not going anywhere. This is, you'll see. You'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We've seen exactly how it's going to play out. This is unfortunately the Deebo Samuel. This is unfortunately the Deebo Samuel situation. This is unfortunately something that is going to unfold in a bad way for Brandon Ayuk, because a lengthy holdout of any kind leads to injury or leads to bad play. This is not something that you want for your player. So if anybody says, "Don't worry, Deebo did it," don't worry, blah, blah, blah. Now there are conflicting reports on this. There's one that says, this was from Ari from My Sports Update, says Brandon Ayuk has not requested a trade per his agent despite some recent social media chatter. So probably a good reminder, stop believing who consistently gets things wrong, says Ari. So tough to know. Tough to know what's wrong or right. But The Score reported it. Tons of reports on this are floating around. And Brandon Ayuk, according to Ari, says per his agent, and let's go to his agent's page. and see what his agent has to say on this. Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade per all these different sources. You need better sources. This is coming from reportedly his agent. This is interesting. This just got crazy. Why is this coming out? Let me get a cookie for you. His agent just denied everything, says JR. We know that, JR. I just read that. This is crazy. Brandon Ayuk requests a trade, doesn't request a trade, apparently doesn't request a trade. Why did this even get floated out there? Let me see if I could get this other piece of news on here. At no point did Brandon Ayuk say he requested a trade ever, says Benjamin Albright. I said Pittsburgh was interested in acquiring him as a weapon for Russell Wilson. Please stop. This one from JPA Football. Brandon Ayuk's agent has denied a report that his client has requested a trade. This one here from Mike Garofalo. Brandon Ayuk's agent denies his request of a trade. This all coming out within 1 to 5 minutes. You can come in and say whatever you want about, oh, ha, 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 ha. This news was out there literally right as we went live. And we'll find out what happens in the next coming days. But let me tell you this. Brandon Ayuk is going to request a trade if this thing doesn't get rolling. Now, part of what I said earlier was that there could be some sort of soft trade request, some sort of leak of that he could be requesting a trade, and maybe people jump the gun on this, but agent wants rumors out there, says Matt O. That's kind of what my guess is. My guess is something got stretched that was a soft suggestion, and his agent's denying it. This got out of hand at some point. Or people are making it up, which is certainly possible. But crazy. More worried about the Niners going on. What's this? Going on your all team? Says loved Dimples. Virtues, they're probably it. That's probably it, says Travis. Agent doing damage control. What team has got the money to sign him, says Bolton Boys. Tough to say. Dial in if you guys got anything you want to add to this. But as we went live, this got shot down. So this got crazy interesting. Dial into the show. Phone numbers at the top right of the screen. This is going to get crazy. Smitty didn't request a trade. We know that, Noah. Noah, that's what's being reported. There's two different things being reported. You can act like you have... Oh, yeah, this is total botched news report, Smitty. It's not, because we have news we reported on, and then immediately I told you the news that is being reported on that it's not coming through. Let me see here. Let me put up this report here so I have both the reports on screen. So Brandon Ayuk officially does not request a trade. This is great. This is all live. Does not request a trade. This live stream's crazy. Does not request a trade. Let me put that report up. So we have both of them up here, because currently right now it appears he did not. My guess is it was supposed to happen Monday. All right, here we go. Now I'll have both of them up here to make sure that we are correcting what is going on. Okay, so this one's from several reports. It's not just this guy right here. But the Niners agent, what's his name? Jimmy something? He says Brandon Ayuk's agent denied the report that his client is requesting a trade. So I have both of these up on screen. Ayuk is, until it comes out from his mouth, he's not. So either way is a lie. Let him speak for himself, says Bruce. Bruce, I mean, Bruce, you're not wrong in that, like, we're speculating. But when a report comes out from the Score, from Sleeper, from sources everywhere, we've got to go live and talk about it. You know, there's no way for me to know what's true. We come in and digest it. This happened as I was live. Literally, you can see the, you know, 3 minutes. This is 3 minutes ago when I screen captured it. This one was 7 minutes ago. So just the ironic, like if I would have waited 4 minutes to go live, I would have come on saying, okay, we got two different reports here. It looks like he did not request a trade, but he actually did not request a trade according to all his reports and according to his agent. So as of right now, it sounds like it is not true. I wonder if something got floated to apply a little pressure. Remember when Deebo Samuel did that behind closed doors interview? And behind the closed doors, it was said that there was a trade request, but it never officially like unfolded. This probably was something along the lines of something got said, something got twisted, something got twisted along the way. Okay, Mr. Rudy Poo says, this is a classic case of his agent saying, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. We know he released it to get the ball moving. I truly believe that. I truly believe that. On the phone right now is Travis. You're live. This unfolded differently than I thought.
Yeah, I think it's along those lines, and I think it's probably what you said, that,
yeah,
you know, there's someone behind the scenes, they were saying, if this doesn't happen by this date, you know, Monday or next Friday or whatever, we're going to request a trade. And it could have been something as small as some intern was like pouring a cup of coffee and overheard it, and then texts his friend and goes, I'm going to request a trade, or like, you know, something like that. And all of a sudden it gets out of the building and people are like, oh, you know, got to walk this one back.
Yeah, this is, it's funny because there's a lot of, I know there's going to be a lot of Niner people in here that think like that this is a told you mistake live stream. Actually, no, this is kind of how it works. I think there's no way this doesn't have legs, but yeah, clearly somebody jumped the gun in terms of, I think,
or it is their agent. It could just be their agent too, like you mentioned.
Yeah, there's no way this doesn't have some sort of legs. It just got out of hand. But this happens. Like when I said there's gonna be a soft trade request, I mean, you guys can say this isn't it, or if you want, you can say it is. If you want, I mean this is probably some sort of botched attempt to get the information out, and it just got out of hand and stretched. So there was no, I can confirm according to these new reports, which I could confirm there was an official trade request 8 minutes ago though. Like I could confirm there was an official trade request 8 minutes ago from all the reports. I only have the reports to go on. And then 3 minutes, 2 minutes into our live stream, all of the reports started to drop that it was not an official trade request. And all I have are those reports. So, you know, you say what you want. Told you this is a mistake. Niner fans are so bitter. They just can't fathom anything. Like, if this ends up being true Monday, and we come in here and say, this wasn't this wasn't a mistake. For anybody that thinks this is a mistake live stream, or that I'm embarrassed in any way, shape, or form, like Niners here, who's always negative. I don't even know why he shows up, to be honest with you. If you think that this is not a deserving live stream, like if anybody thinks I regret hitting the button, I don't. We had reports to discuss right in front of your face. This is from The Score. I don't wait to make sure I validate The Score. I don't wait to make sure I validate big name sources that come out and say Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade from the 49ers. If you think I feel stupid in any way, shape, or form, you got a whole other thing coming. Because I don't care. Like, this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to digest what's coming in. That's it. If anybody thinks I cook this up, I make this up from the ground floor, you're crazy. And the truth of the matter is, there's no way this had any legs enough to get to The Score, get here, get there. I wouldn't be shocked if later we're live again on the explaining of how this went down and that there was a conversation about it. The report that's being had right now is Brandon Ayuk's agent has denied the report that his client has requested an official trade from the 49ers. But what was requested? What was talked about? What was floated? How did this get out there? It didn't just float onto the scorer's lap or anyone else's lap. Something was done. Something was said. And the trade request, 19 Cambo says, even if a trade request were to go down, doesn't mean he's gone. No shit, bro. Like, we understand that. We get what time it is. What I think the takeaway here is that something is brewing. Like, there is a potential trade request on the table. Part of me wonders if this got botched in a way they planned on doing it Monday or Tuesday. They planned on floating it to the Niners so that they know it's coming, and it leaked. There's no other way. There's no other way, in my opinion, in my 25 years plus of doing this professionally, there's no way this got to this point unless something was floated and it got taken out of hand. Like Travis said, I don't know quite to that degree if it was water cooler talk that an intern overheard, but like that example is funny. But something happened. Something happened where this got floated. This got discussed. It was meant to be only so far. And then eventually it got released, stretched out of hand, and you know.
Especially because of how frantic they are to run it back, like to get this off, like to the dollar.
Yeah.
Like, if it was just some idiot making something up and it got to someone, the agent would say, "No, there's nothing to that," and just kind of shoot it down. But it's like almost there's like a frantic movement to like
rock out. Thank you.
No one's ever said about this.
Rock out. Thank you. I still drank the Mexican Coke. I have a Mountain Dew Zero just to try and cut back a little bit. Duvall says Smitty called it. Actually, not yet, because the trade request was officially not official yet. But some of the verbiage we've heard is he's not yet officially requested a trade. So part of me wonders this: did he request a trade but not officially request a trade? Like I said, because that was the verbiage used. And let me go back to his agent and see if I could find the agent's report. Where is that at? Is his agent Ryan Williams? Is that his agent? Or no? Is that it might be his agent. You need better sources. I think his comment was you need.
Yeah, Ryan Williams.
Yeah, so I think his agent said, all I know is the Steelers were... Oh, no, that's Brian Albright. Hold on. Let's see here. You need better sources. I think that was... I don't know if that was his only comment that he made. When someone reported breaking, Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade from the 49ers per a conversation with the San Francisco 49ers source. Benjamin Albright of the 49ers Sports Talk has also done some preliminary reporting on this as of Sunday morning, April 14, Steelers have been inquiring, blah, 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 blah. Which, Albright, remember I talked about last night, Albright, which is so funny that Albright report, everybody talking about how, you know, who's Albright? He's in the middle of this report. Clearly, you know, he's big enough to where they're talking about him. So, Ryan Williams reportedly quote tweeted, "You need better sources." I think that's all we got. So official, not official. I mean, it's obviously not official, but is it a non-official?
Is that all the agent said? He didn't put out.
From what I'm gathering, I don't have everything right now. He just re-quote tweeted 22 minutes ago, and we went live 18 minutes ago, so we were about four minutes off of seeing that. You know, naturally I don't see everything. I don't see what his agent's tweeting. It took about 7 minutes for people to pick that up and then retweet that. So when we're alive, about 2-3 minutes into the live stream, that caught wind, and then people started retweeting what Ryan Williams tweeted, because I don't follow Ryan Williams. But he said, you need better sources. I believe that's all he put. Let me go to Ryan Williams's. Okay, so here's Brandon Ayuk. This is from Ari from My Sports Update. Brandon Ayuk could still get traded. This does not mean he won't. GM John Lynch has made it very clear they want to keep him long term. Ayuk has implied he deserves to get paid as a top receiver and has hinted in getting frustrated that he's mad. He might be mad, according to this report. There's a gap that they'd have to bridge for this all to get resolved. But as of today, Ayuk has been told the 49ers... Ayuk has not told the 49ers that he wants out. That's where things stand. And then Ari, this is quote tweeting his original thing. Let me put this on screen so we have it as well. But he's quote tweeting his original tweet, which said that he has not requested a trade officially, which we can confirm at this moment in time because I can say with real confidence that he has not officially requested a trade, because his agent is saying you need better sources to that exact headline. But doesn't mean he hasn't unofficially requested a trade or had conversations. So That's where we're at. There's no. Here it is right here. So this is what Ari just wrote. Brandon Ayuk could still be traded. This does not mean he won't. 49ers John Lynch says he has made it clear that they want to keep him long term, et cetera, et cetera. So that's him clarifying his other tweet, which said that there is no trade request. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I can confirm with great authority based on the agent replying that he has not officially requested a trade. That when we went live, that report we were going off from the score and all these different validated sources, you know, like high-end sources, these were wrong. These were wrong. But were they all that off base in terms of where this is going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? And what's going to be crazy is, does this delay... like, because of the mess, does this delay them even attempting to do that? Does this give enough pressure to where they don't need to actually physically do it now? I don't know. This could be one of those things where we're a lot more right than it feels, and we'll never know because maybe this applies enough pressure to get them to the table. But the reason Ayuk's requesting a trade eventually, or he's soft requesting a trade, or his agent and everybody floated this to get it out there, like... this is a soft trade request, whether you like to believe it or not. This is getting it out there so the pressure is there. It accomplishes the same thing nearly as requesting a trade officially. And if anybody thinks that this didn't somehow come from the IU camp in some way, shape, or form, I don't know. I highly doubt this didn't originate somehow, some way, through a conversation of IU's camp. And now everybody's left with the aftermath of different reports that hit. Your boy went live immediately when the news broke. That's some of the disadvantage that I have of going live right when news breaks, is something can unfold differently as it all happens. And that, you know, you get caught up in that. I'm not embarrassed of it. I wouldn't take it back. If I could press a button to go back and not start my live stream 2 minutes after, when a new report came out immediately, I wouldn't. I like the way this happened. This makes me happy. This is a very, very fun live stream. I'm not upset at all. I got the Bruce on the line and Ron Navy on the line. The Bruce, go ahead. You're live. Speak your mind, young man.
You know, kind of like where I went from, Ayuk has to, I think he has to speak for himself. Like, go in front of a camera and say, this is what it is. Like, and just end it. If he would do that, there would be no more speculation. But I don't think he has the, you know, cojones to sit in front of the camera and say what he wants to the people.
Yeah, but you know, take your post down, says Goose. No, Goose. How about the answer is no? How about no, Goose? How about I'll put another post up to clarify? But no, Goose, the answer is no. Yeah, Bruce, I agree. I think, I don't agree that he doesn't have the cojones to do it, but I agree that, like, we don't know, but the problem is, Bruce, like, what, like, let me just use what you're saying as an example. I can't do that. I can't wait for Ayuk to say it. I gotta go off of when the score or a big source drops a report that says Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade. I can't sit back and go, this probably is gonna backfire as soon as I go live. So I get what you're saying, but no, like, you said we gotta wait until, how do I wait? I gotta go, Bruce.
I like you going by their sources. I mean, like the source, like everyone else, like his GM or his, what do you call them? His agent. He can't say, just let him, you know, don't even respond. Don't do nothing. Just let it go. Be like, let it roll off your shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
Be like,
Hold on one second. All right, Brucey, hold on. Let me go to Ron. Ron Navy, you're live.
Yeah. It seems like it's a coordinated effort.
Yeah, it feels
good. Getting stuff out.
They're trying to make Smitty's job harder. But that's fine. I love it. I'm not upset at all that it unfolded this way. This is fun to watch it unfold this way. I'm sure this was an entertaining live stream, because I went live within 2 minutes of my live. New reports surfaced while I was live, and you saw the news world in action. That's the way it is. That's the way my life is. That's the way my live streams are. That's the way my world is.
How do you let the team know that you want to trade? Soft. Or how do you get it in their ears that you potentially want to trade without officially asking for a trade?
A soft trade
request. You get your agents out there speaking around to people and saying, this is, you know, just putting it out there, and then somebody getting a report on it and pushing that info out for them, and then they can plausibly deny it. But you think San Francisco head office didn't see that report or hearings of that report?
But again, to all the people... So
what they wanted.
Yeah, and to all the people, like, look, T. Perry, I appreciate you, pal. I actually do. I think I even yelled at you last night when you weren't even really saying what you were saying, so my apologies on that one. But listen, T. Perry, when you say something like this, this is not correct. Wait till there's something concrete in one article the source wasn't mentioned. No, Perry, that's not how my world works. I can't sit here and go, oh, the score's reporting it, sleeper's reporting it, 8 different sources, big name sources are reporting it. I'm going to sit back and wait until I get a briefcase with a lockbox on it that's handcuffed to a guy that has a certified affidavit from the court that says that this is a sworn testimony by Brandon Ayuk. Like, what more could anybody do in a situation where everyone and their mother, big name sources, reporting something wrong? And is it even that wrong? I'm actually glad it unfolded this way. What we've been saying is that a soft trade request would come in. It didn't even have to be an official. When it said official this morning, I'm like, wow, I can't believe there's an official trade request. So it felt a little crazy on a Sunday. But this is probably a soft generated trade request that went sideways on them. It's got to be. There's no way this thing got to this distance without some sort of conversation happening. So, unbelievable. Unbelievably exciting. But no, Perry, no, that's not how it works. Like, think about it logically. What are we supposed to do when the score reports it? When other reports have it, you can't sit here and go, oh, you just sit on those. When that happens, you don't report it. you don't talk about it. So we'll find out what happens Monday and Tuesday. This might accomplish everything that they need to have accomplished. You float it out here like this, and you get everybody talking about the trade request without actually having to officially trade request. Like, this is the same thing Debo did. Debo floated it out there in a closed door interview where there wasn't even video of the interview. And that was enough that it got the trade request out there. Everybody was talking about it. The pressure was applied. And it didn't necessarily serve its purpose right away. But that is essentially what this is. This is still the Deebo Samuel blueprint. Like, in a sense. Because Deebo's was not official or ever really accepted and exercised by the Niners to say, yeah, go ahead. So crazy.
Hey, Slimmy.
Yeah, Bruce.
I have a question on these trades. Don't you think these players should just, like, go to the public and go to the thing so it's not leaked behind closed doors? Like, it's out in the open.
No, it's all. Everybody does things differently, Bruce. You know, like
tactics.
Yeah, they're all like. If anybody thinks this didn't originate from some sort of trade request conversation, they're just living with goggles on. This clearly, came from something, but it got twisted up. And then somebody put official on it that shouldn't have put official on it, and then it spread everywhere. But no, Bruce, I mean, you're asking about something that can't happen. You're talking about everybody trying to follow a format, and they're not going to follow a format. There are different agents, they're going to have different tactics, and I believe this is a tactic going on. Even though I know every Niner fan known to man is going to be like, it didn't happen, see? He's not, like, they're clearly have an objective and they're a motivation. You know, like, had this happened for the Buffalo Bills, you'd see the Niner fan base going, no, something's brewing in there. They're in shambles. They're in shambles. That's what Niner fans would say about this situation. But Calvin Krim, $10 hauler. $10 haulers get moonshots before Calvin coming in hot with the super chat says, follow me here, Smitty. Agent was quick to deny the report, meaning Ayuk's camp doesn't want a request now. They know his value now is too low because of the draft. Ayuk will wait until after the draft. I don't agree, Calvin, because his value is never higher than it is right now. There are suitors that would pay for him. You think the Steelers are going to be interested in Brandon Ayuk after they draft a rookie at number 20 overall? Do you think the Buffalo Bills are going to be interested in Brandon Ayuk anymore, or T. Higgins for that matter, after they used the 28 overall pick on a wide receiver? So his value will never be worse, Calvin. I don't follow you. I do appreciate you, though. But it'll never be worse than after the draft. Right now, this is why I said, Calvin, if you noticed, he will request a trade before the NFL draft. Which, honestly, I feel a little bit halfway vindicated here. I think that this floating out here, the way that it did, regardless of it, whether it got shot down by his agent, is still par for the course. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk being traded. It hit all of the major sources, and then it got pulled back because his agent said not true, and now it's out there. Like, you could say what you want, but we're talking about Brandon Ayuk being officially requesting a trade and then pulling it back. But everybody's talked about it already. It's already been floated. But he has to request a trade, Calvin, before the NFL draft if he wants to have the leverage of teams saying, hey, wait, before we confirm we want a rookie, guys, are we going to get in a boardroom and kick around the idea of trading for Brandon Ayuk before we fill our wide receiver room with the rookie? Once these wide receiver rooms are occupied by one of the best rookie classes we've ever seen, Calvin, he has no trade value. So totally disagree, but totally love you, pal. And that $10 hauler means a lot. Appreciate you.
Smitty, what about this angle? And I don't know. I mean, could the Niners upper management, meaning Lynch and all them, have leaked something like that to get other teams interested to see what the other teams would offer them, see if they would be, could get something that would, they could offload Ayuk and get something that would help them out. Could have management, the San Francisco management, pushed that info out? And then, of course,
anything can happen. No doubt about it. Anything could happen. I don't know if that's their Niners style. So I'd probably say my guess is no, but is it possible? Sure. My guess is that all these theatrics are the IU camp, because that's what's been happening. He's tweeting Tomlin. He's putting poop emojis in his Instagram stories as soon as John Lynch's press conference is over, saying John Lynch's press conference is tied to this poop emoji. You know, like he, and then Ayuk is, you know, unfollowed the 49ers. Like, if a Niner fan really think, like, and I know a Niner fan's going to look at this like a defeat live stream. I don't. I love it. But really step back for a second. If you really believe you've got some sort of, I don't know, handle on this in a way that it's all fine, everything's fine. The you know, the ocean's going, like the swells are huge, and the person on the Niner ship is going, there's no swaying going on at all. At all. This is such a smooth ride. He just unfolded the 49ers less than 48 hours ago. Like this is going in the direction of what this news report says, that he officially requested a trade. I don't care what anybody says. My expert opinion, and I do consider myself a expert on certain levels because I've put in the work. People that go on Instagram and Twitter and put expert in their profile, or NFL analyst in their profile, that haven't done it for 20 plus years on terrestrial radio, back when there was terrestrial radio and stuff. Like, I do consider myself a pretty damn experienced person. I can tell you with great authority that this did not happen by accident. I'm not saying that they wanted it to go this far. I'm not saying that it was reported correctly, and it might have been completely stretched, and this might have been meant to stay behind closed doors until like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or something along these lines. I'm not saying I have it exactly pinned, but there's no way this got generated from nothing. It had to come from something. It's just a matter of how badly did it get botched, or did it get botched on purpose? That we don't know, and we may never know. And you're going to have two different people that predict that it went down a certain way. And it's kind of like when you predict a player to do well and they get hurt and they never, ever flourish. And you're like, I know I was right, but we'll never know. That's kind of where we're at with this. And, you know, people can say what they want. I wouldn't take this live stream back for anything. This is true news unfolding in front of your very eyes. You are witnessing what I have to experience and endure. And sometimes when news breaks and I don't go live right away and you guys wonder where I am, it's because I'm digging for these kinds of flipping of news and things and of sorts. This one felt like it wasn't going to flip, though. So I went live immediately. Within 2 minutes, the agent, Jimmy, whatever his name is, That news, which had been on Twitter 4 minutes before I went live, didn't cycle through all of the sources and get retweeted and reposted and in graphics, and people finally put it up 7 minutes later, and we're live for two straight minutes before these news reports start filing in, and then people go, when they're literally crying. We had crying emojis from Niner fans because of the reports that were on screen that everyone's going to source and report on, and then it flipped to I told you. And so this is the nature of it. This is the way it goes. Welcome to the news world. But I don't think this is on accident. I don't. Rockout says going to happen, just a matter of time. I agree with you, at least the trade request, not that he's necessarily getting traded. This is a classic case of the agent saying, don't fall for... Oh, I already read that one. Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate you. Go ahead, Ron. You might have been saying something else.
No, I was just sick. I'm just throwing it out there. Because, I mean, it's a possibility. Now, I think you're right. I think it came from my youth side. Somewhere from my youth side. But I just, you know... cover all angles. I just brought that up as a possibility.
Yeah. Tebow said, I smell Ayuk's girlfriend's fingerprints all over this one. She's been in the news a ton. And people are saying, you know, ignore her. But, you know, that some of what she's saying is coming from somewhere. Let's see here. This has been a weird and awesome offseason. It has been, Calvin. It's been very, very awesome. It's been a lot of crazy stuff going on. And it's only going to get better. We got the NFL draft approaching. This is why we're seeing a lot of this stuff coming out. You know, smoke season. This is part of smoke. But how much of it is smoke? Is all of it smoke? Is 20% of it smoke? Is 80% of it smoke? Tough to know. That's why we're here. Phone lines are open if anybody wants to dial in and chime in on this. But we'll find out where this goes, I believe, tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. I did feel like when this hit, I did feel like, it, again, I'm not going to question when there's eight sources out there that had this. Eight sources. And I wonder if, did they take it down? I wonder if they took it down. That's going to be funny. Let me look up the score and see if they took it down. I wonder if they did. They took it. Did they really take it down? Jeez. That's shady, man.
Backtracking.
You could have meant, like, that's shady.
That's really shady.
That's shady.
It just shows these quote-unquote reputable companies, like, will do anything to be first.
Yeah.
Instead of getting something right.
Yeah, I'm not taking mine down. I'll amend the caption or whatever, but I mean,
yeah.
Why are they gonna take, so the score, we got a screenshot right here. The score took this down. But I don't, if anybody thinks somebody should have waited for a source, you don't wait. You report on it, you digest it, and then you say what we're saying now, that they got it wrong. They got it wrong. But did they really get it wrong at the end of the day? I don't know. What I wonder though is how much more of this we see if this accomplishes what, you know, we think it's going to accomplish.
Hey, Smitty.
Yeah.
If he really did request a trade and they're just trying to back down, it validates your point where he said he's going to request one before the draft. Not after, before.
Yeah, he has to. But did this accomplish it? Maybe they don't do anything else but this. Maybe this pressure is enough. That's the part that's going to, in some ways, irk some of us. But also, I don't care, but that this is exactly what they needed. This to be floated without it being actually said now. Like, this might be the best thing that happened for the IU camp in a way, because they're denying it. Hey, we didn't do this. You know, but like, hey, Ayuk, are you the one that unfollowed the Niners 48 hours ago? Are you the one that has been tweeting out Tomlin? Are you the one that's, this girlfriend's constantly saying he's not playing at this stadium anymore, blah, 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 blah. His son's never going back to the stadium. Like, she said a lot of that on Instagram. Are you the one that is literally distancing yourself from the Niners? Like, all these things, but then the trade request comes in and then it doesn't come in. Like, that's awfully convenient. I do not feel like this thing was fabricated. I think it was planted to a degree, and whether it got stretched or not, I don't know. But the fact that these sources are pulling this back is shady as hell. Let me see if the other report pulls it back. Let me go back and see. Brandon Ayuk's agent has denied the report. Let me go see if everybody's pulling this back. That's so shady. If they are, Brandon Ayuk, yes, even JP. JPA Football deleted it. The one that I have right. Or no, did they not report it? Maybe they're the ones that reported that. Okay, maybe they didn't. Maybe JPA. I don't know if they had it, actually. I think they waited. They might have waited. They said Brandon Ayuk's agent denied the request. They're the ones that I put up that didn't do it. Who was the other
they're
one?
They're all backtracking.
Well, backtracking and as
because,
they...
Because of where... Now that they, like, track it back to where they think it came from, and they don't know if they should trust that, and it's like, well, you shouldn't have done it in the first place, then.
Yeah. So, you know, we have, I mean, there's so many reports out there, but some of them are getting yanked. I'm not yanking mine. I'll amend the caption of it, but this is shady. It's shady to Discord, delete it. Like, I know people are going to say they should delete it. It's not true. But, like, I don't know. I think you just put up another post that explains it. You know what I mean?
You update. You send an update.
Yeah. That's what journalism... See, journalism is dead. Because in the past, you would create an update article... For sure, if it was an article that did it, you would create an update article. The fact that people are even pulling this right now, they're just pulling it. I'll create an update. I'm not going to delete mine. That was reported off of the news that was out there. This is crazy. These guys can't. They don't even know how to report. Journalism is dead. Call in if you guys have any questions on this one. But according to the reports, Brandon Ayuk has not requested a trade officially. Was it floated? Was it not floated? You be the judge. Come in and give us your opinion if you've got an opinion on it. And does this accomplish everything that it needs to accomplish? I kind of feel like we may or may not. I don't know if we will see a trade request this week. I still think ultimately he will request a trade if this doesn't move the needle. But I wonder if this will create the inquiries that will have the Niners at least know where the other teams stand. You know, it'll be interesting.
What do you think his teammates are going to think of him? Like, if he does sign, like, he did worse than Debo and Bosa. Like, his tweets and his... What do you think his teammates are going to think of him?
No, I don't know. I think they all know it's a business. And this is par for the course.
They'll all back him because they're all going for the big bags. San Francisco has more big-time players than they're paying. So they're all hoping, you know, they all want to get paid. They're backing
them. John says they can't still. Can they still franchise tag him? You can't franchise tag a contract year player. They can franchise tag him next year. So he's on his fifth year option, and the Niners technically, you know, hold all the cards. There's some leverage points like this whole conversation, this trade request, non-trade request is leverage. They can still franchise tag him next year. But you can't franchise tag a player that's under contract. You do that when they become a restricted free agent or unrestricted free agent, and then you can franchise tag them. So that's how that works. You guys coming at Smitty need to get a life, says Realist. I don't care. It's fine. Anybody that doesn't understand how this stuff unfolds, like, that's fine. They don't get it. What is anybody supposed to do in this scenario? Somebody called in. Somebody wants to explain what I should have done differently, which is the answer is nothing. You can call in and explain it to me. I'd love to hear from you. I would. I really would.
And look, you know, you have to. But, you know, look at what I sent you the other day, right? If I wasn't paying close attention... I would have, like, just jumped all over that and said, hey, we're getting so-and-so because it was a fake Epler account.
Yeah, but I'm not – but I can't fall for fake news and report or whatever. I know, but I'm just trying – I'm trying to say that that's even miles apart from this. This wasn't fake news. This was a bad botched reporting, or was it? It was or it wasn't. Like, maybe the score – didn't necessarily get it. I think they got it wrong by deleting their post that I have up. The score got it wrong by deleting this piece of news that they put up that everybody is reporting on. They deleted it, and that's shady to me. They should have just did an extra report on it. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is that did they actually, like, maybe they're not in the wrong. They were floated something that they just like me, I don't feel wrong. I don't. We're correcting. Immediately corrected. As soon as we had corrected information.
They put it out there. Others put it out there.
Many put it out.
Because it was one report. It was several.
It was multiple. I wonder if Sleeper deleted it. Why is everybody deleting it?
Did you see where it originated at?
No, did you have it?
Yeah, it came from John Frisella, which is at Legend Sports, something like that. And that's the guy who the agent, quote tweeted and said, you need better sources.
Oh, yeah.
Now people are obviously saying, like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, this and that. But they all took and ran with it. What he said was, officially requested a trade from the 49ers per confirmation from my San Francisco source. Benjamin Albright and 49ers Sports Talk have also done preliminary reporting on this. And then he mentioned some teams that have expressed interest. And my source indicates it's a third mystery team. And so everyone took that. That's the original one, if you backtrack it, and ran with it. And that's what the agent then tweeted at.
Yeah. And he is an NFL insider for New York Sports Insider, NFL draft analyst, Raz Ball. Tough to know. Like you said, the problem is, like, let's say this guy, the originating source, if that is the originating source, even if he reported on that, I probably wouldn't have gone live. I would have waited like I've done. When you guys say, where are you, Smitty? Where are you? I wait a little bit. I like to get a bigger source to confirm something, like the score. and once they do, then I pop on live to talk about what we have in front of us. I didn't break this. So I would have waited on this. But the fact that, like, the score and other people picked it up and posted it, there is nothing else to do but go live. I don't regret it at all. Like, I don't understand why people don't understand that.
People started to retweet about it and talk about it too.
What'd you say, Bruce?
I'm the legal expert, but do you think Ayuk's camp could have said, look, take that down, it's a defamation of my guy's character?
If what?
No. I'm no legal expert. I said, do you think his camp could have went to them big noon sources and said, look, take it down, that's a defamation of my boy's character?
No, because he said he had a source, and I mean, technically speaking, your neighbor could be the source.
Yeah, you can't.
I heard Brandon Ayuk is, you know, and so that's you can't legally do anything about that.
Yeah. It's not like
which is why places like The Score and beat writers from NFL teams and stuff should, you know, do a little digging before they just run and post officially.
Yeah, like for example, if I was in the news, like if I was in the business of, like, Schefter Rappaport, where I'm trying to, like, break the news, if I was in the news breaking business, I would be researching things differently than I do now. Now I don't do the researching as much as researching where the breaking news is, and I do the interpreting. And when a news source like The Score or a site or a Instagram page or whatever, like The Score, posts something, I'm here to break it down. I'm also here to break it down when JPA or anybody else corrects The Score or another source. And I said earlier that they took their down. I don't know that they took anything down. I think JP just put this one up. But I'm here to then talk about this one. Like, if anybody thinks I feel like I should have done this, I don't at all. I'm here breaking down both of these reports. It is what it is. Like, the only people that are going to be in a situation where they're like, ah, ha, ha, it's a Niner fan, because they're, like, taking a big, deep breath, when really they should be asking themselves, how bad is this getting? Like, it's not, It's crazy. It's crazy. There is substance to the report. I believe so, Amado. I believe so. We'll see.
There's something going on for sure.
Yeah, Ron, you got anything else? I'll be back later. I'm sure I'll be back on something related to this. Something related to T. Higgins. Yeah. Something related to. I imagine. All right, boys. We'll see you. We'll see you later. What?
Like, everybody races to be the first one to post anywhere, and they don't do their research. They hear something, and then they got it because they want to be the first to get all the clicks. People coming in and reading their stuff, and they failed to do the research.
Then the best part is you delete it, so you lose all your.
I know. The score deleting this is to me. I lose respect for the score as a source if they're not going to stand behind what they post. And stand behind it doesn't mean that like you just repost something that says, look, the previous report appears to be wrong according to the agent, but we had it on good authority here. Like, explain where you got it. Like, hey, we got it because we read a guy's Twitter that had 12,000 followers. And we posted it like that. They didn't explain why they did it. You should come out and say, here's why. We have a report here that we looked at. We believed it, and it ended up not being true. But again, ultimately, I don't know that there's not a whole bunch of truth to it. It's just disguised, and everybody's gonna say this ain't true. We told you his agent came out and said not official. We'll see. Real quickly, Scuba Steve, you got 30 right. seconds. Then I'll let Travis go. 30 seconds, Scuba.
Smitty!
Yo.
Hey, if you want, just let Travis go, man. I'll put myself back on mute.
No, go ahead. You got 30 seconds anyway.
All right. Just gonna tell you, man. I've seen all the stuff. I was watching your video, man. I think it would make perfect sense for the Patriots if they were just to do this type of a move. I don't know what they're going to ask him for, but given that we haven't really done anything at the wide receiver position anyway, just go right in there and try to grab him.
Yeah.
Probably makes too much sense.
The Patriots, you know, if they were going to draft a quarterback, which I think they will, I think, yeah, to get Fields and Marvin Harrison Jr. would have been the most ideal and the cheapest, and you got the best player, the generational player, to go with the third quarterback, Drake May. I like him. I just don't fully know. You get Brandon Ayuk, you go get T. Higgins, and then all of a sudden you got something. But yeah, I don't know that the Patriots see wide receiver the same way we see it. It's a good question though. I definitely agree with you that it would be a smart move, but I don't know that, like Travis says, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, the problem is, go ahead, Scuba.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just going to say it, too, is that, like, I mean, they have, like, decent enough cap where, I mean, if they're worried about the X's and O's on his contract, I mean, that shouldn't really be that much of a holdup. I mean, I don't really know what who's in charge of what budget, the craft or whatever, but I think that at his price, I think it would be pretty reasonable given the fact, I mean, that they're not like they're going to be too high up on the cap anyway.
Yeah,
they can afford to overpay. The problem is they already screwed up, though, because they signed all these other guys where it's like, you know, sign whoever you want, but you only have so many spots for wide receivers on your team. So, you know, now if you sign Ayuk, they probably don't draft someone, which I'm fine with, but it's like you should have left yourself room. I guess they still could, but to draft a receiver and sign a receiver before you go worrying about these third-tier receivers and stuff. But we'll see what happens.
All right. Hey, Scuba, got to go, bro. Appreciate you. We'll see you later, buddy. All right. Scuba, we'll see you later, bro. All right, hey guys, I'll see you later. I'll be back, don't worry. It's an early morning for me, so it's only, it was 8-something when I started all this. It's 10:15, I'm going to grab some breakfast. I'm sure I'll be back with breaking news. Ron, Bruce, Travis, I'll see you boys later.
Yeah, see you later.
All right, later, guys.
Yep, later.
All right, guys, so there you have it. No news, apparently. Scores deleted their posts. Everybody's deleting their posts everywhere. All these originating sources. I'm not going to delete mine. Certainly not deleting my live stream. The way this unfolded is an unbelievable live stream. But I'm not deleting my Instagram post. I'm going to put an amendment, and I'm going to put an update up. Because I'm not running from the news that was sitting in front to dissect and go over. That's on the score. That's on all the sources that reported on this. Not on me. I'm here to digest. I'm here to break down. You can say what you want about this show. This show is here for one reason alone, to help you win fantasy football championships, but to also dissect and break down the news that's out there. That's what I do. And I did that. And I don't regret doing it the way we did it. It was an unbelievably entertaining show. The way that you see the news unfold before your very eyes while we're live. Who else is live when this news is unfolding? Nobody. They wait till later. They get off work and they come do it later when it's all said and done. That's the cost of doing business the way I do it. Nobody was live when this was breaking. So of course I'm going to have some of these things happen. And I'm glad they did. And it was absolutely extraordinary. I'll see you all later. Live when big news breaks. Prayers up to Ron Navy and the family. Live when big news breaks. Whether it's smoke and mirrors or fact, we're breaking it down. I'm also live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. See you all later. Thank you to my super chatters. Thank you, Rudy. Thank you, Rockout, for the double. Calvin Krim, you guys rock. See you all later today.